The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. No Rich Ready today, as Rich is feeling a little under the weather.
COVID negative, but under the weather.
Yeah, feeling a little under the weather, and I know that we would have had an all-time great Townie Top 3 on the heels of Michigan beating Ohio State.
He had a whole thing planned on how to celebrate in Indianapolis. He had a whole Indianapolis theme going. We might have to get to it later in the week.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope that he can still bring forth the joy and excitement in the Townie Top 3 that he was going to bring to us today. Hope that he can do so next week. That's what a win will do. That's what a win will do. But you know what? Normally this week, for the entirety, going back to the days of Andy Evans into the days here with Ira Weintraub this week, it's not really included Michigan in any sort of postseason activity, right? Or this any, obviously, championship game activity. Postseason, sure. Getting ready for a bowl game. But that's off in the distance. This week, every year is focused on the magic of Christmas, right? And just because Michigan won a championship doesn't mean that we are going to stop focusing on the magic of Christmas. This community has been, and I'm talking about our listening community.
Far beyond Ann Arbor.
Far beyond Ann Arbor, with people participating from all over the country, all over the globe even.
We've had coast to coast and beyond.
Where people understand the meaning of the season and how many kids there are in need in this community and the ways in which they can help. And joining us to bring that effort to the fore again is the woman who started it all, and the magic of Christmas, Debbie Williams-Hope, joins us. Debbie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? What exciting times, huh? Not only for the magic of Christmas, but boy, go blue.
Absolutely. As you know, I know you understand how hard it is to go down to the state of Ohio to have to deal with all the ribbing. But I tell you what, Debbie, now when you go down through the state of Ohio, amazing how quiet it's going to be. I've already noticed you don't hear from as many Buckeyes these days, Debbie.
I know. It'll be great to go back home for once and of course, I always wear Michigan stuff proudly, but even more proudly this year.
Absolutely. Well, look, always proud of the great work that you and the magic of Christmas done in this community, how you have really gotten the community involved in giving back and in helping others and giving kids that wouldn't have Christmas without this program, giving them one. And so want to bring that back to the fore this year. Let's start first, though, by bringing folks who aren't aware up to speed on what the magic of Christmas is, what it's all about, when and how it got started.
Yeah, we're in our 26th year, which is just hard to believe, 26 years. And you guys have helped us. Boy, it's been over 10 years, well over 10 years. And started this program back in the 90s and partnered with the Ann Arbor Police Department. And the goal of the program, as you mentioned, was to help children at Christmas that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas and just give them a Christmas of a lifetime. So we work with local schools, local police departments to identify children that are in need. And we get wish lists from them. We ask them to fill out a wish list to Santa. And we get about 6 to 7 items from each child, valuing about $200. And then we have people that shop, or we do shopping, or we have so many businesses and organizations within, you know, even like you mentioned, all over the country that take part in this and make it an annual event for their business and go out and shop and have wrapping parties. And it's just grown and grown. And every year I'm amazed at how many new people come on board and have an interest in it, which just is just very humbling and very exciting. So we're well on our way this year again with identifying children from the schools and getting wish lists out to businesses. And so it's full swing ahead.
Absolutely. And so, folks, definitely putting the call to action out to our listeners who have done a great job over the years of course, getting out to fill Christmas lists themselves. And one of the things that we've seen folks do a lot more as we've gotten into it, Debbie, is make donations, because donations are key to making sure all the wish lists get filled, right? Because ultimately, I know you and your elves wind up going to do a lot of the shopping. That would not be possible without the great donations.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And certainly with what happened last year with COVID and still a little bit of uncertainty this year about what's going on with related to COVID and everything, people feel a little more comfortable just making a donation, which is just very easy to do. And as you mentioned, helps us out tremendously. And so you can just go to our website, themagicofchristmasfoundation.org. And there's a make a donation tab on there, and you can just follow the prompts and do that. So very easy to do and very, very helpful.
So one of the things you just mentioned, you're in the process of identifying kids, families in need. And I know that it's been enlightening to those. In fact, because a lot of folks, they think about Washtenaw County specifically, like, I mean, there's the need just isn't that great. And that's not true. So can you go into how you guys identify who has that need, where those needs are? What's the process for that?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Washtenaw County just has tremendous need with so many children, and certainly with what happened with COVID and a lot of people, you know, not losing jobs or having health issues. There's even more need out there. And so, as I mentioned, we work with the schools and the social workers in the schools, and they have such a great pulse on the children and the families in need. And so they identify those families. And we work with about 5 or 6 different school districts in the Washtenaw County area to identify those children through the social workers. And that helps us, too, to just really try to keep the program, you know, nice and clean in terms of helping children that are definitely in need. And it just, you know, validates the program a lot more in that regard. And so we'll get those wish lists and full speed ahead. But the schools, the social workers, and, you know, our elves are just work so hard to make sure that these are truly families in need that aren't getting help elsewhere. And Greta Furlong this year, who I know you've met, is our number one elf this year. And she's a social worker in the Ypsilanti School District and just really taking this by Santa's sleigh and doing a great job. So
have you noticed, I mean, I know the answer to this question already, but I think it's you know, it definitely is worth asking anyway. But COVID, has it exacerbated the need? Do you feel like the need in the community is even greater in light of everything we've gone through as not just the community, but as a world over the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw it last year with the need growing. It was kind of twofold. We saw the need grow, but then we also saw just a surprising amount of people wanting to help. Last year, we thought, you know, that we would really struggle to get people on board in terms of helping us, and people just really rallied and joined in to help. And this year has been the same, as I mentioned, with so many new people, but definitely with COVID, just so many people are struggling. And it's, you know, the impact in terms of lost jobs or health issues, you know, it's going to be around for a while. So we're very grateful that we're in a position to provide some smiles for some people that have struggled over the years.
We're talking to Debbie Williams-Hoke from the Magic of Christmas. You can make donations. You can find out how you can help fill the needs, the wish list of kids in this community by going to magicofchristmasfoundation.org. That's magicofchristmasfoundation.org. One of the great things over the years, Debbie, you as a former Michigan student athlete, it's been the support that you've gotten from the athletic department at the University of Michigan over the years. So how about that?
Yeah, every year since day one that we started this program 26 years ago, the U of M has been on board. And Sherry Wilcox has always been our main elf over there at U of M. And we're so grateful, you know, Ward came in and just continued the support of the athletic directors that have been there before him and the staff and just, we have a long list of coaches that every year take part and people in administration. And so they're, if not, you know, the biggest, certainly one of our biggest supporters, and just unbelievably grateful to U of M athletics and to a lot of U of M programs and organizations as well.
Yeah, I think another great thing that you do is the way that you link the community and police. I mean, I think that is instrumental to great policing in the community, is having the police be a part of the community. And I think this program, as much as it helps fill the needs of kids in the community, that nexus between community and policing, I think, is a great, great asset to the program as well.
Yeah, that was a big goal of this program from day one. And the reason that happened is, just growing up, I had a very dear family friend who was a police officer, and just would be out to dinner with him when he was in uniform with my mom and his family, and just see how people would react to him as a police officer, and just, you know, really felt that wasn't right. And so, in addition to trying to help the children at Christmas, we definitely have the goal of trying to change the image of the police officers in the eyes of the community, and especially in the eyes of young children. And what better way to do that than to have a police officer show up in a police car, which usually is not a good sign, but now he shows up and she shows up and gets out of the car and opens the trunk, and there's a trunk load full of toys, and pulls those out. And boy, if that doesn't go a long way into creating some positiveness between police officers and youngsters, I don't know what will. So that's a big part of the program, as you mentioned.
All right. So, Debbie, I want to put the challenge out to maybe some businesses in the community by talking about the support that you've already gotten from some of the businesses. So, I mean, this is shout out time. Who are some of the businesses that have really stepped up for you in this year's Magic of Christmas effort?
Well, Health Cap Helping Hands has just been unbelievable over the years. They do in excess of $2,500 worth of toys that they buy every year, and just really make it a special event for their employees, and have a big wrapping party. And when they bring the gifts, they're all organized so well and wrapped and labeled. And we know how important labeling is with these gifts when you're dealing with thousands of gifts. And they've just done an unbelievable job. And as you mentioned as well, the U of M Athletic Department, and just, you know, there's so many businesses and organizations that have come on board. I don't have the list in front of me. I apologize for that, but I'd hate to slight anybody. And Manpower is another organization that just helps us tremendously. And Jack Carlson is just a big supporter of the Magic of Christmas and does some wonderful things for our program. So we're just extremely grateful to all the different businesses that help out. And this is a good opportunity to mention Knights as well, who have helped us tremendously over the years. And they're going to do so again this year with their special Magic of Christmas night on December 8th, Wednesday, December 8th, from 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock. 20% of all proceeds from their downtown restaurant will go to support the Magic of Christmas. So December 8th, between 3 to 10, Knights Restaurant downtown. Mark your calendars now.
Okay, I am doing that as we speak. So my wife, if you're listening, honey, date night. Date night with the kids, of course. I mean, that's how date nights work for us. Irish shaking his head, right? Take the kids to go on date nights with it. But hey, that is a great opportunity to enjoy a great meal and contribute to the Magic of Christmas. At the same time, of course, those of you who can't make it out that night, or maybe you live too far away, magicofchristmasfoundation.org. Again, magicofchristmasfoundation.org. Let's keep this effort going. It is an amazing, amazing undertaking, Ira, that I tell you, for as much appreciation that is shown for the giving, I always come away from it feeling like we get more out of it than we put in.
I love the program. This is my favorite week of the year. Now, granted, this week is better than every other time we've had this be our favorite week of the year, because we have the bonus of Michigan still playing football. But I love this time of year because that, usually we get to the end of the year, Sam, and we need something to kind of remind us of the human spirit, the good side of the human spirit. And this program always does. And, you know, in years past, when we've had 200-plus wish lists adopted on the air, or like last year, and we're going to do this year, we're going to crush fundraising numbers and sending, you know, some maybe sending some people to get to Debbie to get some shopping done as well. It's very rewarding to me to see how much everyone else does, in fact, give back. Because as you guys talked about, it's not been an easy couple of years. And for a lot of people, it's been really tough. And for those that need the support, there are that many more people, it seems like, ready to give the help. And we're starting to have these conversations at home now, Sam, with, you know, Grace at that age at 8, right? And she's, you know, Christmas presents, excited about Hanukkah presents, et cetera. We're like, you need to talk about what you're giving and what you're doing for others. And so we're starting to get into that. And so looking forward to using Debbie's program to do that as well.
Well, Debbie, I think, again, you definitely draw from the feeling of fulfillment that you get from helping others. That's a real thing. I mean, I think it's food for the soul. But as big to me in these times where, I don't know about you, you see all kinds of reasons to doubt your fellow man or woman, to doubt that there's generosity in the world, right? So you need reminders, and this program serves as a very healthy reminder that people still care.
Absolutely, and there's so many wonderful people in our community that just, you know, really rise up. And you'll have people, too, that are struggling themselves, but, you know, will send in a $10 donation or a $20 donation or ask to volunteer in any way that they can. They still want to give back. They still want to help others, even though they're struggling. And that's just, as you mentioned, a great testament to just so many wonderful people that are still out there. And those are the people we have to focus on and just really applaud and appreciate. And I couldn't be more grateful to all the people in this community and to you and Ira and WTK and just everybody that helps keep this program going and allows children on Christmas morning to wake up and have some toys and something to play with. And again, as we always say, to just put some big smiles on people's faces. And it's just wonderful.
MagicOfChristmasFoundation.org, MagicOfChristmasFoundation.org. You can make donations there. Any significant dates? I know every year you have, at least pre-COVID, you were having a wrapping party. You're going to do that this year. Any dates you can pass out for folks who may have some time to volunteer for you this year?
Yeah, this year is just a little bit different with the COVID and the school systems and North Pole. No North Pole this year. No wrapping parties, unfortunately. We're just asking everybody that is buying gifts to bring those wrapped. We will have a small, probably event wrapping party with just like our Magic of Christmas staff. We're just continuing to be, you know, very safe, and we had to do some things differently this year with the amount of help that I have. And as I mentioned, Greta Furlong is just really the reason that this program is still running as strong as it is. So no dates this year.
Gotcha.
But yeah, if people are interested in helping, obviously, the sooner they could do that, the better. You know, we try to wrap things up, you know, by like the 12th or 14th of December, just so our staff and everybody can, you know, do some things related to their Christmas as well.
MagicOfChristmasFoundation.org. My voice hasn't come all the way back yet, Debbie. MagicOfChristmasFoundation.org. MagicOfChristmasFoundation.org. We're going to be there with you every step of the way again this year, Debbie. So we're going to keep sounding the horn, giving the call to action every day. Talk to you again. Look, this isn't, like we always do. We talk to you multiple times along the way in the effort. We're going to do so again this year. Keep track of the progress. And so we will talk to you again soon and enjoy. Look, wear that maize and blue, that Block M. Wear it proudly. I know you do it all the time anyway, but man, it's going to feel even better when you go back to Ohio.
Yeah, this is a different week, isn't it? Because of that, it's just big smiles every day from ear to ear with everything going on. So very grateful, as I mentioned, to you guys and to all the listeners. Thank you so much for 26 years of putting smiles on children's faces.
All right, Debbie, thanks a lot for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Debbie Williams Hope from the Magic of Christmas Foundation. Again, make your donations. I know you're feeling good now anyway, right? You're feeling good now anyway. Ira, I get so much out of this week, out of this program. Get fired up anyway every week. But, man, I'd be lying to you if I told you it's a different level. I knew I would get a lot out of Michigan beating Ohio State. I mean, I still get excitement, and I still have the when they lose, I still feel the disappointment. But because of the job,
the dejection's not there. Yeah, the same. It doesn't last.
Well, the highs normally aren't as high, and the lows normally aren't as low.
See, it's interesting you say that because I was told as you know the job and you know. After some bad losses, I come home and you have a kid say, hi, daddy, and everything melts away. Anyway, like those kind of things I thought would soften me. And I was told when that happens, you won't feel the highs because you don't feel the lows. And I will tell you this, the lows have not been as bad and the highs are still the same. Well, tears of joy winning basketball, Michigan winning Big Ten tournaments in basketball, tears of joy watching Michigan beat Ohio State in football. Those highs do not change. The lows are not as bad.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it takes the exceptional accomplishments. Juwan winning the Big, or Michigan basketball winning the Big Ten championship. Like I felt it, but beating Michigan State, it was good. It was good. It was really good. I'm talking about it in basketball. It was really good. But man, beating Ohio State.
But remember, Sam, we've beaten Michigan State, our team, like half the time or more maybe, in the last 5 or 10 years.
Maybe it's that.
That's part of it, too.
Because
there's no question.
This, the last few days, man, when I tell you, I'm enjoying the despair. I'm enjoying the misery.
Well, Sam, that's the added part.
The dejection.
The added part is you have you... and you're doing it on air. Our friend Zeke, our buddy Don down in Atlanta, they have collected receipts all season and for over a year. I know Lexi on Twitter out there. There's a bunch of you out there that have collected receipts, and you're all spreading those receipts around the last 24, 48 hours, and it is epic. Keep spreading the receipts.
I mean, they...
Sam, keep bringing them. Keep on the radio. Keep bringing them online. The receipts are epic.
I mean, you would be surprised by how many Buckeye followers I have. I was like, man, I'm asking, why are you following me? Like, why do you follow me?
For 10 years, they had a reason. Now they may not be following you after this week.
That doesn't make
any
sense for you. I don't follow any Buckeyes.
I do follow a couple of Buckeye reporters.
I don't.
When news breaks, I see it. But I don't follow them to... But they're not opinion people. They're reporters. And now you're both, so.
I'm like, man, what the hell?
Sam,
I'm not hearing from them now, Ira.
No, of course you're not going to hear from them. They're quiet crickets. But you know another great way to celebrate, Sam? How about celebrating with our friends at the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields, because they are now offering delivery. Let the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields in Ann Arbor do the cooking for you tonight. Treat yourself and your family to fully prepared meals to go, like gourmet fall-off-the-bone ribs, southern fried chicken, or the Kitchen Door's signature fish and chips. Individual meals for two or family four packs, all made the Polo Fields way. The Kitchen Door is located off Zeeb Road, and curbside pickup and delivery are now available. To place your order, go to thekitchendoorannarbor.com or call 734-998-1555. That's the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields here in Ann Arbor at thekitchendoorannarbor.com.
We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. Ira, the college football world is just... Bedlam has ensued. What's going on,
it's
Ira?
It's craziness, Sam.
We got to get to a break. Talk a little bit. Well, I guess we don't have a little bit of time to talk about it. We'll talk about it during the special edition, special day for the MGo Blog Roundtable. So we'll get to that coming up here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, Accumulus Station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.